What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Mission Discipline Podcast, and I am your host, Jesse G., owner of Mission Discipline LLC. Today's date is March 23rd, 2020. It is a Monday, and we are still chugging away and working on getting through this difficult and challenging time together. The last podcast was about the daily 100 push-up challenge, and last night, my significant other and I, we did a calisthenic workout in the house, and we did 100 push-ups, 100 squats, lunges, and shoulder exercises. I did 100 push-ups and 100 squats in 8 minutes and 44 seconds, which means I am not pushing myself hard enough. I need to push myself even more and push past those mental barriers and limits. This kind of goes hand in hand with what we're going to talk about today, which is limitations and expectations. The human mind is an incredible asset, and if you use it deliberately, it can be your greatest strength or your greatest weakness. My running career and my journey in running is a great example of pushing past those mental barriers and pushing yourself through the fatigue, the pain, and allowing your mind to finish the race or workout you are in. Many endurance athletes understand that feeling when your body has to hand the torch over to your mentality. They understand that at some point your body will give up on you, but your willpower and your mind will be the driving force that keeps you in that race to pass that finish line. That is called breaking barriers and pushing past what you expected your limitations to be. When I was in high school, I did cross country, and I was not the fastest runner. I remember the summer before the season, I would run every day at 5 p.m., and it was hot and it was sticky outside. I started training in June, and the cross-country practice season started in August for the high school I was enrolled at, and I remember working extremely hard and I wanted to be one of the fastest girls on the team. I was very frustrated when the summer had ended and August rolled around and the first practice took place, and many of those girls were faster than me. Even my two closest friends at the time didn't run a single mile during the summer, and they still did better than me. They ended up running faster, and I just felt like it came easy for them. I was really upset, and I'm sure many of you have been in that situation where you had to work even harder than the person next to you, and they still ended up doing better. That just means you have to push yourself even more, even harder than that person next to you, and it would be even more rewarding, trust me. So just like my push-up story when I was younger, I remember the people around me being better than me at push-ups. And I'm a very competitive person, so I wanted to be better than that. And I didn't know my limitations, and I felt disappointed in myself for not being able to be better at push-ups. So I felt this way with running. I became obsessed with running. Just like I was obsessed with push-ups and being the best I could possibly be, I became obsessed with beating my own times and running long distances to prove myself. I also felt like I had to prove other people, but that's not the case. You need to prove yourself, nobody else. You can't go trying to make other people happy. You have to make yourself happy. So I wanted to free myself from the chained limitations I had set for myself. The only way you can really achieve a goal that is past what you believe your limits are is realizing there are no limits. You can do just about anything if you break barriers and push past that line you cross in your mind. You need to erase that line you have limited yourself to. And you need to start believing in the ability that you can do more than what you expected from yourself. 1 year, I had a goal to run 1,000 miles within the year. I had this runner's log, and it was a little booklet where I inputted the distance, the time, the weather, and how I felt during each individual run. And midway through the year, one evening, I went on a run. I never will forget how good I felt. I was on a runner's high. I felt so good. I felt light on my feet, like a feather. I remember being on mile 13, and I said to myself, I think I can keep going, but maybe I will just stop at the half and just do 13 and a half. And that's what I did. I did 13 and a half miles. It was no biggie. To this day, I wish I never stopped running. I wish that night I just kept going. And when you're feeling good and you think you can keep going, but you choose to stop, then you really will never know what your real limits are. The next couple of days after the 13 and a half miles that I ran that night, I ended up getting really bad shin splints. And for the remainder of that year, I had shin splints for the rest of the year. I was trying to reach 1,000 miles, and looking back, I probably should have rested and allowed my shin splints to properly heal, but I didn't. My expectations from the beginning was to do 1,000 miles within the year. So that was the goal, and that is what I was going to do. There was many runs when I was in so much pain, but I would run 2 miles at a time. So I would run 2, take a break, run 2 more, take a break, maybe run 1. I had so many miles I wanted to accomplish within each week so that I can accomplish the 1,000 miles for that year. And I'm very pleased to tell you that I ran more than 1,000 miles. I ran a lot more than 1,000 miles. The point of the story is I had a goal, I reached my goal, but I did more than what I thought I could. See, I set limitations for myself, and my limitations was 1,000. But what I'm trying to say is you can do so much more than what your goal is or what your limitations are. You should always go into something doing more and wanting more. So I want each and every one of you to realize that you are capable at accomplishing more than what you think. Your objective in life, no matter what you do, is to break that line of mental barriers, limitations, and expectations that you have. You need to go above and beyond what you expected from yourself and do more than what you limited yourself to do, what you limited yourself to thinking you can do. It really all comes down to your mentality. Mentality is everything. Remember, keep a positive mental attitude no matter what. You can't not be optimistic in times of difficulty. That's the only way you're going to get through it. So my question is, do you have the mentality to push yourself through difficult times, through pain, through fatigue? Do you have the mentality to push yourself far beyond your expectations? I hope after this podcast, you go and rock whatever it is you love doing, whether it's your career, a sport, your hobbies. Be the absolute best you can be and then some. Anyways, thanks for listening to today's podcast. Stay happy, healthy, and safe, and remember the slogan here at Mission Discipline. Take action, commit, persist, and through discipline, perseverance and performance, and then some. I'll see you in the next podcast.